And from that, we would make a record.
Kind of hard to resist as a approach.
I said, you're talking about a concept that I had years ago called Johnny Cash Late and Alone, where I wanted to just take my guitar and sing the songs I love. And he said, that's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear you sing. And so I said, well, I said, what makes you think you'd sell records if I did that? I said, it's not exactly an original idea. I could have done that many, many times. He said, yeah, but you didn't. And I said, you're right, I didn't. And he said, well, let's do it. So the more we talked and the more I heard from him later, and the more we finally got together on the telephone and talked about the possibilities, the more I realized that something could happen, something good could happen, that we could probably make a record together. So I signed with Rick Rubin. And my audition chamber was in his house, in his living room, with his dogs at my feet, and making all the noises they wanted to make. Sometimes we'd stop and I'd start over because they'd come roaring through the house, barking. But we made our first record that way. And the second, and into the third, before we moved into, started making, doing parts of them in the cabin here in Tennessee or in the house he moved into in Los Angeles. But over the past 10 years that I've worked with Rick, it's been a really joyful period of growth so far as artistically with me. From that first record where it was just me and my guitar and my thumb only on the guitar, playing the guitar, and the songs that that I really had to put my heart and soul in and watch every breath because I was all that the microphone had, it really worked and it really felt good. Now that we've come thus far, we have no aversion to go back and recording that way anymore if we need to. If we have a song that we have the need to record that same way for, then we can do that without worrying about it, as we do from time to time.